You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
A lot of news going on, as you know, and I want to zero in on the migrant situation. Coming at it from a little bit different point of view. So it's getting desperate for Mayor Adams now, because New Yorkers are starting to hold him accountable, even though it's not entirely his fault that hundreds of thousands of migrants are showing up here. But he was a sanctuary city guy, and we all know that. So he issued an executive order, Adams did, and he says that buses carrying migrants from the border have to give New York City 32 hours notice before they drop migrants anywhere in the city. And they can only drop them between 8:30 a.m. and 12 noon. Now, the bus companies don't want to get fined. So if you bring the migrants in anywhere other than the time frame and you don't give 32 hours notice, city can fine you a lot of money. So they're dropping, the bus companies are, the migrants in Jersey train stations. So they just take the train in to Manhattan. Okay? This is the dodge. So now Adams has got to work with the mayors of Hoboken and the other places that are close to New York to try to stem this. They will not be able to do that. All right, so the migrants are just going to have a little bit harder time to get here. So Secaucus, Fanwood, Edison, Trenton, they're being besieged with migrants taking the train into Manhattan. Now, the mayor of Edison, New Jersey, Sam Joshi, says that he is going to detain migrants that are dropped in his town, put them on a chartered bus, and send them back to the border. I don't know if the mayor has the authority to do that, to force someone onto a bus to go across state lines. I would say he probably doesn't have that authority, and the ACLU will be all over him. But what Sam is doing in spirit is correct. The bigger picture is that New York State is going to be bankrupted by the migrant intrusion. The city of New York and the state are going to have to declare bankruptcy if this doesn't stop, and Biden's not going to stop it, and Biden's not going to kick in any money to help. And that means that every single person who lives in New York City and state should vote against Joe Biden. You're voting for a person who is actively hurting where you live. Do you not get that? So I'm sitting here and I'm watching an amazing amount of very vivid things happening. And to be fair, some people are changing their minds, particularly independents who aren't ideologically poisoned. You know, if you're a rabid liberal or conservative, if you just live in that world 24 hours a day, you're not going to change your mind no matter what happens. You're just not. You're going to be an ideological zombie till the day you die. But most people are not in that category. And who on earth could think that Biden's border policies are good for this country? It's so bad. If somebody were to try to defend it, I don't know if I would even engage. I'd probably just walk away and feel sorry for the person. I don't think I'd insult them. That's not the way to handle it. But I say to myself, do I really want to talk to this person? Is their thinking process that damaged that they don't know that this whole open border policy is hurting the United States? And then when I see somebody, it's like when you see some crazy guy or gal wandering around, you want to get away from them. That's the category I put people who are defending Biden's open border policy. That's that category. Gotta get away from these folks.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.